Natasha, it's The Rock speaking. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Konnichiwa and ni hao ma and all the rest of that.
Lovely.
Yeah, I'm just calling to say thank you. Thank you for all the support you've given me over the last year.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I'm quick to complain, so I'm also quick to thank as well.
Oh, that's actually lovely.
Yeah.
That's great.
The last year's been great. You've been a great help to me. Everybody down there at Work and Income New Zealand.
Excellent.
Ever since the accident. I mean, it's nearly been a year now. It's coming up to a year this week. And, yes, it's just been great.
That's good to hear.
Mm. And I hear that there's going to be a little bit of a bonus coming up soon
for
people in wheelchairs.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Well, I'm sorry, can't help you with that.
Oh, okay. Just another thing, my nephew, now he's leaving high school soon.
Yep.
And I've said to him I'd like for him to come down and join the club. And just so he's got something to fall back on,
okay,
you know?
How old's your nephew?
Well, he's 15 at the moment.
Yeah.
And he's going to be 16 soon.
Yeah.
But he hasn't got a lot to look forward to.
Yeah.
He's here today. Rodney's around about somewhere. But what do you recommend? How much can he get?
Well, if he's 16, is he living with his parents?
Sorry?
Is he living with his parents?
He's living with me at the moment.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. He's 15. When does he turn 16?
In about 2 weeks.
Oh, a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple of things he can look at. There's an independent youth benefit.
Right.
Now, in order to qualify for that, he would, there has to be a serious family breakdown.
Great.
Okay, right. Goes through to special education services to be assessed.
Right.
And they're the ones that see approve or decline an application.
Is that how we work it?
That's how it's worked. He would have to apply for that once he's 16, until he's 15, while he's 15, there's nothing he can look at.
Would he get definite cash then?
Well, if he qualifies for that, then he would be looking at an independent youth benefit.
Great. Is there any chance I can get that credited straight to my account?
Or he has to set you up as an agent.
Right. Well, I could get him to sign the paperwork. He doesn't do too much thinking, but... Would you like to have a talk to him?
Well, when he turns 16, he needs to come in and apply,
Rodney, come here. Come and have a talk. Come and have a talk to the lady.
No, I'll talk to you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Do you want to put your uncle back on the phone?
What?
Do you want to put your uncle back on the phone?
I'm amazed. I'm next to me.
Come and put the money in my account.
Can I join the money club?
Okay, do you want to put your uncle back on the phone?
I've got the number.
Here's the number.
Sorry.
Uncle.
Give it.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, is he on the benefit now, is he?
No, he's not on the benefit at the moment.
Okay.
I can't
hear the phone. If you're yelling at me in the background, I can't hear the bloody phone. No, I'm trying to organise some money now.
Sorry about that. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can't qualify for anything until he's 16.
16.
Yeah, so he's still got another couple of weeks.
And how much are we going to get a week?
Well, it depends on what he's going to be applying for. He needs to come in, or someone needs to come in with him.
Bring him down.
That's right. It doesn't just happen. We don't set it up over the phone.
We have to bring him down, but it's a bit of a hassle bringing him down.
Okay, well, that's the only way that it would happen.
You're going to join the... Just settle down.
Sorry about that. Is he living with you, is he?
Yeah, he's staying with me at the moment.
Who's looking after him?
Well, I look after him, but we pass him around the family a bit. But it looks like if he's coming 16 and we're going to be into some money, then he'll be living with me.
He'll be living with you?
Yeah.
So you're going to be looking after him?
Well, if the money comes in, I will be.
Well, that's something you need to sort out in the family. Who's going to be looking after him?
Right.
And then we need to look at what sort of benefit he's going to be applying for. And someone's going to need to bring him down.
I just need a figure, that's all. Just a figure I can work with.
What benefit he's going to be applying for.
Just a ballpark figure. Anything.
Well, it comes down to what benefit, because they're all paid differently. It sounds like you could be eligible for invalid's benefit.
Between $100, $200, $300?
Oh, no. Like, if he's applying for an invalid's benefit, I'm just going to get the rates. He's on an invalid's benefit. He'd be looking at about $159.18.
$159?
Yep.
$159, that's not much.
That's just for the benefit.
He's got some Maori in him.
That doesn't make any difference at all.
Won't make any difference. So what is it, how badly his inflictions are?
Well, it's something that only a doctor can say whether or not he qualifies for invalid's benefit.
Okay.
So he's not at school at the moment, I take it. He's not in any type of schooling?
Well, he does go the odd class and that, but he doesn't take much in, you see, so it's really just there for a bit of babysitting.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. But what if I drop him off down the office to you? Maybe you can go through some paperwork.
Well, I'm
with
actually
him.
Not in. Whereabouts are you coming from?
I'm in Auckland.
Well, I'm in Christchurch.
Great. What's the weather like down there?
It's not too good.
Right.
Okay, so what he would need to do, we need to find out whether or not he'd qualify for invalid's benefit. Okay, whoever's going to be looking after him,
right,
is going to need to take him to the doctor or come down to look at invalid's benefit.
Right.
And then take it from there. And it can be quite a long process.
Right.
So I can't tell you how long it's going to take. It depends on when we can get an appointment in to see one of the Working Income New Zealand's doctors.
Right.
And then take it from there.
Yeah, that sounds good. It all sounds on the up and up to me. It sounds like there's going to be some money in the near future.
I can't make any promises. He has to qualify. If he doesn't qualify...
Okay.
I mean, because basically, until he's 18, his parents should legally be looking after him and supporting him.
Right.
And if he doesn't qualify for invalid's benefit, that's the next question. Why aren't his
parents? So I've got to bring him down to qualify him.
Well, not just to qualify him, he's got to qualify in his own right.
In his own right.
That's right.
Right, so I've got to bring him down, though.
Yep, he needs to have an appointment and come in and get that sorted.
He's a bit messy to bring out, like in public, we don't usually take him out too much, you know what I'm saying? He dribbles and he needs paper and everything. It's a bloody mess.
The other thing there is, if you get a doctor to sign him over, well, not sign him over, but a doctor to say that he's unable to do that himself.
Hey, I'm on the phone now. Hold on.
Okay, you need to get the doctor to sign a piece of paper to state that he's unable to do any of this kind of thing himself, and to sign someone over to do it for him. So if he puts your name down, then you can do it on his behalf.
And then I get direct cash to my account.
Not necessarily, but you need to sort out the benefit first and worry about the cash later.
Right.
Because if you don't get this sorted out, you're not going to be getting any money.
Right. Okay.
Okay, what you need to do?
What was your name?
Natasha.
Thank you, Natasha. You've been a great help.
Do you know what you need to do, though?
Yes.
Okay, go to the doctor first of all and get his name, or get something signed to say that he's unable to do this himself.
Yes.
And get your agent, so that you become agent, you can pop down to your local office.
Yes.
And make an appointment to apply for invalid's benefit for him, and then you can take it from there.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have been great to me.
Yeah.
You know, for the last... I had the accident about a year ago.
Yeah.
And I got hit on the crossing.
Oh, no.
And then, I know, it's terrible. Now I've got to look after Rodney as well. I got hit by the car at the crossing, Now you guys have been really good to me.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, now you can need to start looking at how you're going to get some support for Rodney as well.
I motivate him with music and stuff like George Michael. He likes a bit of George Michael. Got that. Listen, can you hear it playing in the background? Last Christmas and things like that.
Yep.
But sadly, I listen to that sometimes and I get happy and high. I just want to get up and walk, you know, but... It's not going to happen.
Well, you know what you need to do?
Yeah.
Go down and get the doctor signed, like get the doctor, something from the doctor to sign and say that Rodney's unable to do this himself and that you need to do it for him, or someone needs to do it for them.
Regardless
of who it is, someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
And then we need to look at starting an invalid's beneficiary for him. He becomes an invalid's beneficiary.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Okay.
That's excellent. And thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.